Now, every good radio program needs a lawyer, so as I fill in for Clinton Maynard, I have one on the line as we speak. So if you're involved in a legal dispute or claim, it's important to keep a record of all the communications and documentation, no matter how trivial that it might seem at the time. Here to explain more is Karen Finch, the founder and CEO of Legally Yours, and she joins us on the program. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Pat. It's great to be here.
Thank you for joining us on the show. Yeah, so keeping a trail of all the bits and pieces that go on when in some sort of dispute, even if it's sort of minor, you should make a note in your diary. How can we do this?
Look, I think, first of all, I'd probably just like to say it's really important. People know when something's not quite right. You get that little feeling in your gut. And I'm not necessarily just talking about a commercial matter or a business matter, even if it's something to do, say, with a family law matter or with a relationship, or even if it's to do with your estate planning, you kind of get that feeling in your gut that goes, seems a bit off, or something seems a bit funny, or it seems a bit complex, or I'm getting a bit of anxiety from this. So when you get that feeling, even if it amounts to nothing, I always say to clients, make sure that you make a note of different things, put it down, be specific, you know, whether it's somewhere in the cloud on a folder, or whether if you're more of a paper person, which we're getting less and less of these days, yes, making sure you write the notes, the dates, the times, the conversation can really, really help that if in the unfortunate event it does end up in a dispute or a legal matter down the track, you have that evidence there. Really, really super important.
You know, and what a great place to start. You know, I'm glad you said that first up, because that was sort of, yeah, in my mind, how do you know? But you're right. You've just got this feeling in your gut. There's something not quite right here, so I think I'll make a note. So it's about being organised. So just trust your instincts and you won't regret it if it sort of escalates.
100%. And then on that is then remembering where you put it. So I think sometimes what can happen is you can file things away and then think, where did I file that or what did I do? So having that little system of, you know, whether it's an extra folder in your personal kind of, you know, email that you put things in there and notes in there and different things, whether it's in a written diary and then you have a specific place that you put it. An example of that is that, you know, we recently were working with a client and we referred them to a lawyer to get their wills done. And they've got this incredible diary where they had all their wishes and sort of thoughts and quite a lot of personal information in a blue diary. And so they were sort of like, well, how much do we put in the will and how much do we, you know, what do we keep in the diary? And so the recommendation was make a note of it in the will, but make a note of where that diary is stored so that the people can then refer to that and know where to find it. So again, noting it down, but also noting, you know, where that information is and having a process behind it so that you can have an easy recall when you need that information.
Karen Finch joins us on the show, founder and CEO of Legally Yours. We're talking about documenting and just keeping a paper trail when things go on, because there's nothing more frustrating, Karen, that when, you know, it does come to a head or you need to have a meeting and you say, but you said this or this happened or whatever, but you have no record of it. Of course, the next question is, well, prove it. Do you have a record? And you have to sort of walk away and go, well, I don't. And that would be very frustrating.
100%. And that's when we get to the next point, that if something does escalate and you need to go and see a lawyer, having all of this and having all this documentation and documented is going to help you in that initial consultation. It'll help you on two fronts. One, it will keep your costs down because you are able to say to the lawyer, hey, listen, I've got it all here. I've documented it. Here it is in chronological order. If you have been storing it digitally as well, it has timestamps on it. So you'll have that already recorded anyway. So that's a little hack if you're happy to do things on the cloud or digitally. But it will really help with that interaction and that initial consultation with your lawyer to keep those costs down. The other thing as well is that I always say to clients, you know your legal matter better than anyone else. You might not necessarily know the law behind it, but you know the circumstances. So again, what it's doing is it's helping you kind of cut through with that initial consultation with your lawyer to say, I have a control of this, I know the circumstances, and here it is. And you're going to start on such a great footing for the rest of that legal relationship. So it really does enhance that communication and initial consultation and trust piece at the beginning. Yeah. And you're keeping those costs nice and low.
Because you have all the information they need and you're not running around and clocking up the hours. What was my next question for you? Oh, yeah, so going to court and all that's pretty full on, and, you know, the whole legal process. It's handy for like things at a lower level, you know, if you've got some sort of mediation or if you're going to like a tribunal or even just in life, this sort of advice? Or are we talking about, you know, in court, you need to make sure you get all the right documents?
I would say in life for all of the above, 100%. Yep. It's even important in mediation. And I think a lot of people forget that mediation you actually need to prepare for. And the more that you are prepared for mediation, the better that mediation will run and the more likely you are to settle things without going to court. Going to court should be the last term resort for anything. It is not a great place to be. Costs are so hugely expensive. And also, it's a really emotionally volatile, mentally exhausting experience. You know, it's not a great place to be. So I think, you know, being able, like I say, to keep control of your legal matter, I definitely recommend going to a fixed fee or upfront value-based pricing lawyer, so someone that will actually tell you upfront what your costs are going to be. And you can actually negotiate a little bit with them if you actually say, hey, listen, I'm really organized. I've got all the information here. You've given me X dollars to do this matter. What about we can get that down a little bit because I've got everything there and therefore, you know, I'm not drawing on so much of your time and all of that sort of stuff. So it's a great negotiation tool as well to use with your lawyer as well. But I think, look, it's a great thing to have in general. It does take a bit of effort to get into that process. But, you know, as I said, when you get that little gut that says, hey, this is sort of feeling a bit not right or I'm a bit anxious or I'm not quite sure if this is, you know, going to escalate, better to do it than not.
Karen, I need to ask you about text messages. We're talking about keeping a paper trail. and this is one of the things that you should keep. There's the controversy now about the text messages that were leaked around the allegations with Brittany Higgins. Who leaked it and where did it come from? Where, does your phone keep that sort of stuff? I mean, can you access that stuff later? Because, you know, I delete texts because it gets so many on my phone. What about keeping text messages?
I'm certainly not expert in this area, so I will, as a good lawyer, will always say, just proclaiming my little disclaimer.
That's right. You're not a tech expert, I'm curious. You know, you often see in the paper, you know, transcribes of text messages. I think, how do they get that?
Yeah, 100%. And look, you know, you can subpoena Telstra to get those records and they can actually access those. So I know tech experts will often say nothing's ever completely deleted, that you can always retract that information from your phone. So, you know, that is something to be aware of, although there needs to be subpoenas for those sorts of things. People can't, you know, companies can't be randomly just doing it. Yep. The other thing I would say is that even if you say take a screenshot of a text message and you've got it in a screenshot and you give that to your lawyer will tell you whether that's evidence that can be admissible or not. Yeah. The information is still there though, and it's still giving you that ability to go, hey, this is what happened and this is what I've recorded. So you can still do it in a way. A lawyer, you know, a good lawyer is not going to say, no, we can just release that or, you know, get you into trouble, but it's that information and that background that you have there. So I think again, you know, information is power, and power is the key to making sure that you can get those best outcomes at the end.
That sums it up there, isn't it? Information is power, and power is the key. That way, if you're in some sort of a dispute, you can say, well, I've got it right here. You know, you can prove whatever you're saying. Those text messages, to your point about saving money, you're right. If you need to get a subpoena or if you need to go to Telstra or something and say, can you find, I mean, that'll cost you a fortune if you're waiting for those guys. So if you can take a screenshot and be organised. One of my last sort of questions, because I'm thinking some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, Karen and Pat, yeah, you know, keep a paper trail, but I'm such a busy person. And I try to be organised, but there is times I say to myself, oh, I'm just going to file this email away because I try to cut and paste and, you know, all my clients and stuff. So there's times that you know, you're just overwhelmed by so much information. So there's got to be limits. You can't be taking photos of everything and getting Excel spreadsheets for every movement in your life.
100%. And look, you know, as I said, it gets back to that circumstance where you think that there's something not quite right. So, you know, most of us go about our everyday lives and you think, yeah, that's fine, that's all good. It's only when you get those crucial things. And that's why I did mention at the beginning, it's not always to do with business. I think a lot of people go, oh, business records I keep. But, you know, there might be a relationship in your life that, you know, there might be something happening in your marriage with your spouse and you're thinking, this just doesn't feel good. I just want to keep, you know, a record of that knowledge. It might not amount to anything. It might be just that you just wanted to keep that sort of information. The same with estate planning and families and those sorts of things. You know, there might be that sort of, you know, crazy niece or something that you think, oh, she's asking me some really odd questions. I think I'm just going to keep an eye on that. I'm going to start a folder. So, you know, maybe it's in that circumstance. So yeah. I think it's trust your gut. You know when things aren't quite right. You can sort of predict and see, look, you know, I think this could be where we might get into a hairy situation. There's no harm in keeping that information and keeping it away. I know it takes effort, but honestly, the savings down the track are just infinite.
Absolutely, agreed. It'd be awkward though, Karen, if your partner or the niece saw the note and said, why have you made a note that I asked you for money on the 3rd of July and da-da-da? But yeah, you got to do it.
And you know what, Pat? That's what? Maybe when we go back to old-fashioned pen and paper and we have a little diary and we just pop it in there and we pop it away in our top little cabinet. And that's maybe when we do those sorts of things.
Yeah. Oh, you're fantastic. Good on you. Are you the founder and CEO? So it's Legally Yours. You're based in Melbourne. I've got you on the Zoom line this morning. But we can find you by just sort of Googling that organisation or your name.
Head to legallyyours.com.au. And what we are, we're not a law firm. We're actually an online legal marketplace. So we've got all of these incredible fixed fee, you know, upfront pricing, transparent lawyers all around Australia. So if you are looking for a lawyer that, just like I explained, that you can have this great trusted relationship that's going to tell you upfront what your legal matter is going to cost and what they're going to deliver, head into legallyyours.com.au. We've got family lawyers, estate planning lawyers, commercial litigation lawyers. We've got the full gamut. So it's really important. And they love it when their clients come to them and say, I've got it all here, I'm prepared, here's the information, amazing.
So that's really sort of changing the way we sort of interact with lawyers, because as you say, fixed fees, it's, as you say, a marketplace, you know your limits, because there's always nervousness about, you know, every time I phone the lawyer or send an email, they're going to sort of charge me for it. So this is taking all that fear away.
100% it takes all the fear away. It was the reason why we were created, because what we wanted to do was to encourage more people. We know 70 to 80% of people have legal problems and don't see a lawyer. So what we wanted to do was make it easy. We've vetted them all. So you've got that lovely guarantee to know that when you come on there, they've all been vetted. They've all got that same transparent, certain pricing structure, the way they work. You can actually watch videos on our lawyers. So we make our lawyers do video interviews so that you can click on a link and you can see them talking. And you can go, oh, they sound really nice, or I like the way that they said that, or I like their laugh, because we know that it's a really personal, trusted relationship between you and your lawyer. It can be scary, but you shouldn't be afraid, and it should start off on a great footing where you know who you're dealing with. They respect you, and you've got that lovely, transparent relationship.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're right, I remember hearing, so I've been through a relationship breakdown, it's been a few years now, but the first thing I got was, oh, it's going to cost you a fortune, you're going to get a lawyer and they're going to suck you dry and all this sort of stuff. And there's people, I remember listening to a talkback session on the radio, that have been divorced or separated for many years and haven't done all the legal stuff to tidy it up. They've just left it because they didn't want to, you know, they were nervous about all that. And that just opens a whole can of worms. You have to sort of do all the bits to sort of close the door. So if you're avoiding that, boy, you're just carrying that through life.
100%. Legal shouldn't be hard. When you go and see a lawyer, it should be a trust relationship. I always say to all of our lawyers, and I speak to the legal industry a lot, and I'll always say to them at the very end of it, what you are giving to lawyers is what you're giving to your clients is the ability to sleep at night and have peace of mind. And if your lawyer's not giving you that, then, you know, not good enough. I mean, that's really how they should be making you feel. So if you are in that situation, don't avoid it. Come into legallyyours.com.au. Come and see one of our lawyers and we'll make sure that happens for you.
Legallyyours.com.au. Karen Finch, the founder and CEO, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Pat.